Gotta bump this.
I know you playing games. Look, you over
my. I gotta bump this.
Finish with it till the end of time.
Man, what's going on, man? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in, family. We are making it do what it do today. We're going to chop up some real good game today on today's show, family. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number, ladies and gentlemen. Call me up so we can chop up game on this beautiful afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I know I'm late doing the show this week, but I've been busy trying to get the movie 1804 ready for you guys. What we're going to do now, family, let's take that real quick commercial break. Don't y'all move a muscle. We'll be right back on Tariq Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Yo, have you heard of Shiroma Banks? Shiroma Banks is a new black-owned clothing line that fuses contemporary design with Afrocentric sense of style and art. You need to check out their website right now at sharomabanks.com for their fast-selling and affordable designs like the Africana bodycon dresses and the Tribal Galaxy t-shirts. They deliver worldwide all over the place, so go to their website right now, sharomabanks.com. That's CHIROMABANKS.com.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Crispin, everybody. And I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispy's Biscuits, everybody. And you can get the Crispy's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody. Where I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody. I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody. And I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at crispysbiscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
What's up, family? Are you a rapper? Are you a singer? It's officially too late in the game for you to still be putting out music with janky sound quality. If you're struggling to get your music to sound professional, then go right now. Check out my friends at LegendaryMix.com. These guys have the experience you need, and they are amazing at what they do. LegendaryMix.com delivers professional music mixing and mastering for a great price and a fast turnaround time. If you're still not sure, then take advantage of the quick pay discount. Just drop your email at www.legendarymix.com and receive your discount link as well as a copy of the Key Steps to Music Success ebook absolutely free. Don't hesitate. Text or call legendarymix.com at 347-565-5892 or email music@legendarymix.com. Yo, do you want to take your life to the next level? If so, check out this brand new ebook called The Ultimate Guide to Setting Effective Goals. Now, throughout this detailed ebook, you will receive 16 proven goal-setting templates that will help you achieve your personal, fitness, and financial goals. And you'll learn how to get rid of limiting beliefs that hold you back from success. So you need to go right now to goal-setting-habits.com. Again, family, that's goalsettinghabits.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back right here on Tariq Radio. Glad to have y'all tuning in. It's a beautiful Saturday. We're doing the show on Saturday. Like I said, man, I've been so busy knocking out 1804 for the family, man. I've been very busy this week getting all that knocked out. And we're getting close. We're at the finish line of 1804, The Hidden History of Haiti. I can see the finish line now. We're very close to completing the film. I just been grinding on that movie so hard, man. And you guys are going to love it when it comes out, man. It's going to be out in a couple of months. It will definitely be out by November, possibly October. I just want to have enough time to get out there and promote it like I really should. But most likely, I'm thinking mid-October, early November, because I don't want it to be too cold, because the movie theater lines are going to be huge for this movie. And I just can't wait to folks see this movie. It's so goddamn good. It's such a good movie, man. I hate to, you know, and that's in my own humble opinion. It's just a good movie, action-packed film, so much good information in it. And, you know, the ancestors, and we talk about voodoo, because a lot of folks who are of Haitian descent, they were like, hey, man, you need to tell the truth about voodoo. We talk about that. Trust me. Everything that needs to be talked about is talked about in this film. Everything that's talked about. If y'all see some of my tweets, I post up videos of black folks fighting back. There's a couple of instances where black people were fighting white supremacists and putting the brakes on them. And always give up props to Ogun and Sekhmet, because August is a very significant month. See, the Haitian Revolution happened in August, and I always talk about how significant August is. August has a lot of significance to African people. I'm going to get into that on another day. I got to really break down the month of August and how that's significant to African religion, African spirituality. We wake the fuck up in August. And the movie is just phenomenal, man. It's just going to make you think. It's a deep movie. It's going to make you laugh, cry. You're going to go through all the emotions in this movie. I mean, it's very thorough. And we've taken our time. I've been working on this thing. Dude, I had to go. Y'all saw, I posted pictures on, I think, not Instagram, on Twitter the other day. I had to go to the doctor's office, man, because I've been grinding so hard. I ain't been getting no sleep, so I'm getting exhausted, man. I was getting chest pains and shit. And that's from just me being up 24 hours a day working on this movie. I'm damn near stressing myself out. I'm working myself to death on this damn movie. Now, I kind of made some jokes when I was at the doctor's office. I was posting some selfies, clowning some white supremacists and all that, but I'm fine. You know, they had to examine my chest, because I was getting chest pains, because I have not been resting. I've been just so grinding so hard on this damn film, man. Y'all just don't know. I've been putting everything into this film, getting it to pop off, man. Doing these movies is not as easy as you think it is, man. Doing these movies, it is not as easy as you think it is. But that's not a complaint, man. That is not a complaint whatsoever. And you guys are going to really, really enjoy the movie. And speaking of movies, I hope you guys have your Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. I hope you guys have your movies at HiddenColorsFilm.com. That's where you can get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. So y'all need to watch those to practice up and get ready for 1804. This is the first documentary that I've done on one subject, because the Hidden Colors series, we talk about a vast array of subjects. But this story of the Haitian Revolution, it was so important that that was a story upon itself. We had to tell that story upon itself, man. So we're here. Shout out to everybody in the chat room who's donating to the Melanoid Ministries. I'm in the YouTube chat room right now. And you guys, y'all hit that that dollar button to donate to the ministries while we're doing this thing. Because y'all know YouTube has all types of new policies that they got now. And I'm going to talk about that on my own stream. I'm going to have my website, the Tariq Spot. Hopefully, we'll have that up later tonight. My man Randall, my web designer, he's working on it now. So the site is it's ready, but people were not able to register to get on the site. It's free to get on, by the way. So hopefully I'll be able to do my live Ustream tomorrow on the new site. And I want my man Randall to make it so that people can subscribe to the site. And whenever I go live, you'll get notified. So that's going to be at the TariqSpot.com. You can go to check it out at TariqSpot.com. TariqSpot.com. You dig? Let me see who's hitting that the Melanoid Ministry money donate button. Who is that? Mac Molly. Shout out to Mac Molly in the chat room. What's up, Ogun Loa? What's up, Ogun? What you know about that spirit of Ogun? We talk about that Ogun in the 1804 movie. We talk about that Ogun. That Ogun spirit is heavy during the month of August. Y'all gonna learn what that is. Let me shout out some more people. Eugene Davis. Shout out to Eugene Davis. Craig Harper. I'm shouting out all the people who's hitting up the Melanoid Ministries. Man, but we're here. A lot of stuff we're going to cover today, man. So just relax. It's a beautiful Saturday. The phone number is 818-850-5404. There's so much I want to talk about today. Did y'all hear about that dude, the farmer bro? You know that guy. What's his name? I can't pronounce his name. He has a real weird name. The billionaire, I think he's a billionaire. He, they call him farmer bro because this asshole bought like some HIV medicine and jacked the price up to like, you know, thousands of dollars or some shit. I mean, he's like a real douchebag, and he was the dude, he bought that Wu-Tang album. The Wu-Tang Clan made one album, and they only made one copy of the album, and they put it up for auction, and I think he got it, and then he was low-key talking shit about Wu-Tang. And Martin Scorsese, that's his name, Martin Scorsese. So they indicted him on some fraud charges, right? They got him on three charges, and the reason they got him, let me tell y'all why they got him. The problem with him is that you don't wear your white privilege on your sleeve. You're supposed to be coded up, and he broke the code. He was all in court acting like a big fucking douchebag. And other white supremacists, they frown on that. They were like, no, we're supposed to be low-key with our white supremacy. We're supposed to be on code. If you're in court, you better be humble. You better do what Ray Tensing does. Go in there and start fake crying. You're supposed to be real humble in court when we're about to hand you some of this white privilege. So he was in court showing out, acting douchey with the goofy faces initially. And then they had to teach him a lesson. So understand what they do. In the system of white supremacy, they will sacrifice each other for getting off code. And that's what I'm going to talk about on today's show. I'm going to talk about how the white supremacists sacrifice white women. I'm going to get into that. That's going to be the topic of today. That the meme on the screen, that's going to kind of give you an idea of what I'm talking about on today's show, the sacrifice of white women in the system of white supremacy. Oh yeah, by the way, family, next weekend we are having the backpack giveaway. The backpack giveaway is going to be next weekend, Saturday, that is August 12th in Atlanta. And no. August 12th is going to be out here in Long Beach, California at Shades of Africa, the bookstore in Long Beach. Shout out to my sister Renee down there. My sister Renee at Shades of Africa, she gave me some moringa powder. Nigga, that moringa powder ain't no damn joke. That moringa powder is no joke. She has a lot of good products down there. I've been taking that shit. I feel like super nigga. But shout out to my sister Renee. She has a lot of good products down there in Long Beach at Shades of Africa. Go down there next Saturday if you're in LA. Get a free backpack. Just go on there and get your free backpack, man. It's on us, on Melanoid Nation. If you're in Chicago, Saturday, next weekend, 12 noon at the Culture Connection, our sister Bree from Ism Radio, she's going to be up there. Come on through in Chicago, get a free backpack. And on Sunday, August 13th in Atlanta, go down to the Nubian Bookstore. Shout out to my brother Marcus down there. Go down to Nubian Bookstore, 12 noon, get your free backpack. Got it? But like I said, today, I'm going to talk about how the white supremacists are sacrificing the white women. If you notice, a lot of these white supremacist males, they have a lot of vitriol towards white women. Now, understand this. There are white women who are still team white supremacy. Don't get it twisted. Much respect, Don Knight. Understand this. Many white women are still team white supremacy. Don't get that shit twisted. Just because they're being sacrificed, some of them, don't mean that they're not team white supremacy. Understand, over half the women voters in this country voted for Trump. They are still team white supremacy, understand. But the problem is, the white woman, the white supremacist woman in particular, is a little too unpredictable. Because sometimes she will turn on the white supremacist male. And the white supremacist male, they don't need that. There was a case not too long ago. There was a Klan leader out there in Missouri. I think he was in St. Louis, but there was a Klan leader who was killed, and he was killed by, I think, his wife and her brother, some shit like that. So the white supremacist female, she will turn on the white supremacist male at any given moment. There's like a little civil war between the white supremacist female and the white supremacist male. Because, see, the white supremacist female, even though she gets benefits from the system of white supremacy, she knows what kind of degenerate the white supremacist male is. See, that's the thing y'all have to understand. The white supremacist female, they know what type of degenerate the goddamn white supremacist male is. They know what type of child molester he is. The white supremacist male, they're major child molesters. They're degenerates. They fuck animals. They do all types of gross shit. The white supremacist female knows their insecurities. And a lot of women know how to exploit weaknesses to their advantage. And a lot of times the white supremacist female, when they feel like they're not getting enough benefits or enough resources from the white supremacist male, the white supremacist female would do things that will push the white supremacist male's buttons, and that's detrimental to the system of white supremacy. When there's infighting, you have to understand, infighting can be exploited. That's how they got us. That's how the white supremacists got African people. Let's go back to history. Let's do some history here. The Moors in Europe. When the Moors went up in Europe, and Moors, I mean African people, when African people were up there in Europe, they conquered many parts of Southern Europe. They could have conquered all of it. Our brother John Henry Clark talks about this. The Moors could have conquered all of Europe if they wanted to, but wasn't shit up there. When the Moors went into Europe in 711, wasn't shit popping in Europe. Wasn't nothing popping in Europe at the time. I mean, whatever things that got popping later on, the Moors made it pop off. They brought medicine, science. They brought all types of shit up there to Europe to get shit back popping. That's what the Renaissance was about. The Renaissance was brought in by the Moors. Let's be very clear. Let's talk history. But they could have went all over Europe and just took over. But I mean, what for what? You going in this place, ain't too many resources, ain't no precious metals. Ain't really no food. I mean, what are we going to do with this shit? So they kept rain on Spain, Portugal, southern Italy, places like that. Places like that where you can cultivate the land to a certain degree. So the thing is, the Moors were running things for a while, and after a couple of hundred years, there was infighting with the Moors. You know, they started to battle each other on who's going to reign certain territories, and what happened is that certain Europeans, they started to exploit that. The first people to exploit that were the Portuguese. The Portuguese, they were the first ones to kind of get the Moors up off of them. And a couple of hundred years later, in around 1411, the Portuguese went over to Morocco, off the coast of Morocco, and actually they did a sneak attack and took over one of the cities there. I think it was Quetta, Sirta. I can't pronounce the name of that city. There's so many weird names, but I want to say Sirta. I think that's the name of it. But they took over, the Portuguese took over in 1411 in this one little small town in North Africa. And that was the first time the Europeans had really, outside of the Roman Empire, that was the first time they really drew blood from Africans. So that was the beginning of the end. They learned how to exploit beefs. We were beefing with each other over power and bullshit. The Europeans snuck on in there, got their weight up, and then eventually started exploiting more beefs. Once they got into North Africa, they went down deeper into Africa and saw other tribes and nations warring with each other, and they got in between those beefs and learned how to exploit both sides. And that was our downfall. So we have to understand how beefs can be exploited. And understand, right now, the white supremacists are beefing with each other. Especially the white supremacist male and the white supremacist female. And this is why the white supremacist male, they have no problem sacrificing the white supremacist female. They have no problem doing that. Elijah Muhammad told us this a long time ago. He said the last trick of the white supremacists would be giving up their woman. Elijah Muhammad said this, what, in the 1950s? He said this decades ago. And that's what they're doing. They don't have no problem sacrificing the white supremacist female because they already know that she could be detrimental with her infighting, with her battling for resources. This is why so many white supremacist males are going for Asian women. This is why so many white supremacist males are going for Asian women. And I pointed this out several times. You have all of those guys in the alt-right, Richard Spencer, D'Amigo, all of these dudes, most of them have Asian or Eurasian women. The dude who wrote The Bell Curve, Charles Murray, he was over there in Thailand for a long time. The Bell Curve is a book that tries to scientifically prove how genetically inferior black people are, which the book was totally debunked, but that just gives you an idea of how these dudes think. But now the white supremacist male, and I'm talking about the hardcore white supremacists, they're going for the Asian women because, number one, the white supremacist males, they are concerned about their genetics because the white supremacists are dying off. This is a reality. The white supremacists are dying off. They're literally becoming extinct. These are their words, not mine. The white supremacists are going extinct. There are stories after stories after stories of how the white supremacists are dying at these fast rates, and they don't really know what to do about it. I've talked about before in Philadelphia, there was a case, I think it was in Pennsylvania. There was something called natural decrease or natural decline, where people in these little white enclaves are just dying and don't nobody know why they're dying. There's this mysterious disease out there that's literally skipping over black folks. Black folks aren't even getting it at all, but it's killing white people in the suburbs. And this natural decrease is actually happening all across the country. There's about 17 states where people classified as white are dying faster than they're being born, and it cannot be reversed. And these are people who live in these white supremacist enclaves, meaning they live in these segregated places. If you live in a segregated location, by definition, you're white supremacist. But look at all the stories that's been coming out lately, family. The natural decrease stories. There's a story that came out last week about how Western, and look at the terms they use, Western man. Western means white. And usually that means white supremacists, because they're talking about people in these segregated enclaves. But these stories are coming out saying that Western man's sperm count has decreased by 60%, and they don't know why. Did y'all hear about that story? They were talking about all over the world, quote unquote, Western man, meaning white men from Europe, white men from Australia, white men from the United States. Their sperm count has decreased 50 to 60%, but not black people, not any people from African descent. These are their words, not mine. I'm just telling you what the stories are saying, and you guys can research what I'm saying. I'm telling you what their stories are saying. I'm telling you what their stories are saying. This is not me. I'm just the messenger. And what's interesting, they keep talking about humanity is going to be lost. No, it's not. I saw something with the Young Turks. They were talking about this. They were talking about, hey, we gotta save humanity. We gotta figure out why the sperm count is low. Humanity is lost. No, it's not. No. Humanity is not. No, we're fine over here. See, they want to lump all of us in the mix. And it ain't all of us. No. It's y'all over there. We're fine. Our problem is the white supremacists. That's our problem. Mother Nature got us covered. We're good. I'm not saying this to disparage anybody, but let's just talk facts. All of this sperm count decrease, natural decrease, all these mysterious diseases that's killing people off, that's not affecting African people. The only disease we get are man-made diseases from the damn white supremacists. That's the only diseases we get. When you look at history, especially the history of Africans, disease was damn near non-existent in Central Africa. The Europeans said this, these are their words. Their words. The only thing we got was sickle cell, and that was to protect you from malaria. But diseases were damn near non-existent in Central Africa. Africans couldn't get sick back then until they still came in contact with the damn white supremacists. That's when we start getting sick. That's the only time we start getting sick and start dying off European white supremacist contact. Any native people, even the Native Americans, when they came in contact with the white supremacists, that's when they started dying off. We've been around for millions of years. So we know how to work with nature, even now in Africa. Just like when I was taking that moringa and all that powder, the sister was breaking down how that stuff is so healthy. They love to present the starving, dying African on television, the myth. That's very rare. And the only reason they're starving is because the damn white supremacists fucked up the environment. That's the only reason the African is starving. They don't tell you why he's starving. They don't show you why the little Ethiopian child with his stomach out has flies on him. They don't tell you why. They just make it seem like the Africans were incompetent and the kids are starving, looking for white mommy, white daddy. No, you don't talk about how the white supremacists funded a damn war over there and fucked up the land, and there was a scorched earth policy, and that's why the kid is starving. They don't talk about how they fucked up the rivers and the lakes and the environment, and now they can't fish and eat. Now they're starving. Put the whole thing in context. What they do, they show you the starving kid, and then they show you Sally Struthers' fat ass out there with a turkey sandwich and them acting like white saviors. But the thing is, African people, we didn't get sick, and we really still don't get sick. unless we just, you know, consume garbage from those in the dominant society. You know, because they give us stuff that they don't give each other. And the Asian community is like this, too. I notice this, you know, the Asian stores go to the black neighborhoods. And you notice all that stuff they sell you when you go to the Asian store? When you go to the Asian restaurants or even the Asian corner store, they sell you all types of garbage. But when I used to drink ginseng bottles, I used to go to the Asian supermarket, and I noticed this decades ago when I was a kid. Because back then, ginseng, that was like those little ginseng drinks with the root, that was like Red Bulls before Red Bulls. Then they started making energy drinks that would perk you up, but I would drink those all the time for energy. And I would get them like in bulk at the Asian grocery store. And I mean the grocery store that the Asians shopped in. And I noticed they didn't have none of the shit in their stores that they put in the black stores or the stores in the black neighborhood. I didn't see one product in the Asian stores that was in the stores that the Asians own in the hood, down in South Central and Compton. I didn't see none of that stuff. I didn't see hot Cheetos and Funyuns, and I didn't see none of that stuff. I didn't see shrimp fried rice. I didn't see none of that stuff. They don't have all that in their stores, truth be told. They do not have all that shit in their stores. None of it. They know what to consume and not consume. And the restaurants and the food that they eat, they don't eat what they serve us. They don't eat that shit. You go to a restaurant and where they prepare stuff for each other. Well, they don't fry it in all that damn MSG. They don't have all that. But they give it to us. And that's why we're walking around crazy as cat shit. But I digress. But like I said, man, the white supremacists, not only are they dying off because of natural decrease, they're dying off because of the sperm count decrease. The drug epidemic is killing them. They're talking about the drug epidemic right now within the dominant society. They're talking about it's an emergency. Something has to be done about it. I saw some story. They were talking about more people. It's almost like 9/11. All the people are dying. It's a death epidemic. Something has to be done. So you have all these things attacking white supremacy society. And the thing is, the white supremacists are trying to take out their anger on us. And not only is the drug epidemic killing the white supremacists. Oh, hold on. We got a white supremacist in the chat room. Hold on one second, because so when I start getting in on them, oh, let me block him. Okay. When I'm getting in on the white supremacists, they're starting to act up in the chat room. Oh, yeah. Tilapia isn't real fish. Mac Molly, I want to make you a mod, brother. Let me make a couple of people mods in the room. Let me do that while I'm trying to talk, because when you start getting into the white supremacist asses, they run up in the room with the trolling. What's up, Jimmy J. Smooth? Let me make my man Jimmy J. Smooth a mod. Hold on one second. Let me get a couple of more people in here. We're in here heavy today. We're in here heavy because I'm bringing truth to power. Ogun Loa. I'm going to make you a mod, Ogun Loa. All right. Ogun Loa's a mod. Okay, so we should be good to go right now. All right. But like I was talking about, not only does the natural decrease, the low sperm count, the drug epidemic, not only is that killing off the white supremacists, there was a story that came out on CNN.com today. This is today. And notice, these stories are coming out every week. And I want to read a part of this article. This came out today on CNN.com. Weather disasters to impact 2 out of 3 Europeans by 2100. By 2100. That's at the end of this century, basically. So by the beginning of the next century, they're saying that 2 out of 3 Europeans are going to be wiped out damn near because of weather. Let me read this article. This is some heavy shit. The weather is getting in on the damn white supremacists. By the end of the century, 2 or 3 people living in Europe will be affected by heat waves, coastal floods, and other weather-related disasters, largely due to global warming and climate change. There are 350 million people in 31 countries subjected to an increase of risk of death and health hazards. Overall, weather-related disasters are expected to cause 152,000 deaths a year in Europe between 2071 and 2100. So they're predicting that the weather is going to start killing off non-melanated people. This is why so many white supremacists are in survival mode right now. Because understand, in Europe, there was a heat wave. There was a couple of them. There was a heat wave in 2003, and there was a heat wave in Russia, I think it was in 2010, and that killed thousands of people up there. A heat wave, this is just a simple heat wave that killed thousands of people in Europe a decade or so ago. And what's interesting about that is how the white supremacists always try to pretend that there was this white rulership, this Anglo rulership in Egypt. That's why it kills me. Like, how you can't even survive a damn heat wave. How would you survive in fucking Egypt? Heat waves be killing your ass off. How are you going to survive in hot ass Africa, in North Africa? That kills me to death. That kills me. How are you going to survive that? Europe, what's that, Ogun? Europe's on record the hottest. Okay, I couldn't understand what you were saying in the chat room. But the thing is, the heat waves are going to start taking people out. The global warming, the change of atmosphere, so many things. You know, nature is going against the white supremacists. I'm not talking about white people, because there's white people who are mixed in with other groups and all that. They're not really tripping. But people who decide to live in these segregated enclaves, that makes you a white supremacist by definition. And because of the evil deeds of the white supremacists, not white people, white supremacists, Mother Nature, nature is coming back with a vengeance. Nature is saying enough. So the white supremacists are getting desperate. This is why there's a lot of infighting. This is why, look at the politics now here. Because understand, Donald Trump ran on a white supremacist platform. Look at our political system here in America now. That shit is in shambles. Our political system now is a complete joke. With Trump, and they're firing people every week, and it's just so much fuckery coming from them. That's desperation. The white supremacists are desperate right now, and this is why they're willing to sacrifice the white supremacist female. They're willing to latch on to the Asian women because they can get those Eurasian children as a way of continuing to procreate. This is why they're trying to link up with a lot of Asians. They're trying to get Asians on team white supremacy. This is why they let Peter Liang get away with killing our brother Kai Gurley. That's them letting the Asians get on code with white supremacy. You get on team white supremacy, you can get some of these benefits. And the Asian female, you know, she knows how to be submissive. She knows how to do what she's told. That's what the white supremacists, they're looking for that. They're like, look, you gotta go along with our degenerate nature. We need you to just bow and grin and bear it. You got to deal with us being degenerates. You got to deal with us molesting your kids every now and then. You got to deal with us doing this stuff. Somebody said Latinos too, but the thing is, the Latinos, the problem with the Latinos in Spanish culture, there's always a Negro down the family tree in Latino culture. See, that's the problem. And in Asian culture, a lot of them have the same racist anti-black views as everybody else. They ain't no black relative down the line. But in Spanish culture, if you peel back the layers on some Hispanic folks, there's a Negro somewhere in the family tree. And that's the problem. They don't want no throwback babies. That's why you go. I've been to Mexico before several times. You go down to central Mexico, you see some dark Mexican chicks with some big fat asses. That's a Negro gene running through there. Yeah, in Hispanic community, Latino community, they love hiding that black ass grandma they got. Understand, over in Puerto Rico, even Mexico, Colombia, Costa Rica, there's that the black family tree they like to hide. Don't get it twisted. And the white supremacist male, they know that. See, they don't have that in Asia. That's why Asia and the Asian woman, that's the ideal mate. Latinos, nah, you don't want no throwback baby. You peel back, you go back in the Latino family tree, any of them. You found a Latino, any Latino. Because understand, the first so-called Latinos were black anyway. The first people who mixed in with the Spanish were black folks down there. You dig? So there was black folks all over so-called Latin America, and even the Spanish who came over, they were mixed in with the Moorish bloodline anyway. So that African bloodline runs a little bit too deep, and you don't know who's gonna what grandma or grandma is gonna pop up a little bit too black. You know, people like Gaspar Yanga, people like Zumbi down in Brazil. I mean, oh, we can trace back those African bloodlines all through South America, Latin America, all over. So it's a little different with Asians. This is why they're the ideal. They're the ideal substitute for the white woman. So this is why you've been seeing, if you look at some of those alt-right protests, they be punching white women in the face and then nothing happens. This is why when Kathy Griffin made that joke, that meme where she had a decapitated head of Donald Trump, they went in on her ass. They went in on her. So they're teaching the white women a lesson. They're letting the white women know, we will sacrifice you. We'll treat you just like a damn Negro if you don't get on point. So they'll sacrifice the white woman, smack her around a little bit to make her get on point. There was a case this week about this white lady. She's 20 now. Her boyfriend, a white guy, he committed suicide, and she got convicted for coercing him into committing suicide. She kept egging him on to kill himself. So this is a very unique case where she actually got charged and convicted with involuntary manslaughter because she was trying to egg her dude on to kill himself through text messages, telling him to kill himself, and he ended up killing himself. So they're letting her know, hey, you don't contribute to a white person, especially a white male, getting killed. We're going to teach you a lesson. Somebody was talking about her eyebrows. Yeah, her name is Michelle Carter. Now, understand this. They were talking about on social media before she got sentenced. They were like, well, Michelle Carter, she faces up to 20 years. She can get 20 years in jail. And I knew for a fact she wasn't going to get 20 years. Now, they're going to make an example, but not that big of an example out of her. And truth be told, I don't even think she's going to do any jail time. I honestly don't think she's going to do jail time. I think they convicted her just to let her know and to let other white women know, hey, if you don't act right, we will treat you like a Negro. Now, we're smacking you up a little bit. We're going to smack this lady up to let you know what we're capable of doing. But I think they're just using her to make an example out of her. They're not going to punish her severely, but they're just putting you on notice. Because this woman, they ended up giving her 2 years, like 2.5 years. So I knew they weren't going to give her 20 years. Some people are saying she's going to do half of that, which if she does go to jail, she's only going to do half of that. And truth be told, I don't think she's going to set foot in a jail. I don't think that Michelle Carter lady is going to set one foot in jail. I think they're going to come up with a loophole to let her out and just kind of dangle that over her head. Like, hey, look, this is what we're capable of. Because after they sentence her, they let her go home for appeal. I mean, they're going to appeal the case, and they let this woman go home. She got convicted and got to go home. So they're not gonna, she's still going to get some of that white privilege. Now, let's be clear. She's still going to get some of that damn white privilege. But they're just letting the white women know they're putting them on notice. And I saw a movie last night. I saw this movie, Detroit. It was about the Algiers Motel incident. There was during the riots in Detroit back in 1967. There was an incident that happened at a hotel where these white supremacist race soldiers, because Detroit, understand, Detroit's police force was 95% white. In a majority black city, and you had like hardcore racist police officers just kicking the shit out of black folks. That culminated into a riot in 1967. There was another riot before that in, I think, 1943. The last one was 1967. That's the one that really created the whole white flight, where white people just got the hell on up out of there altogether. But there was an incident at a hotel, at the Algiers Hotel, where these white supremacists gaffled these brothers up and started to torture them and kill them. And really the reason why they were doing it is because there were some white women at the hotel with them. They said these women were white prostitutes or whatever. And the movie's real heavy. You got to see the movie. I don't want to give too much of the storyline away, but in the movie, and the white woman directed this movie, by the way. I think she was white. I think the woman is white who directed the movie, Kathy something. And in the movie, they kept antagonizing the white women for being around the brothers. The white cops kept saying, "What are you doing with these brothers? What's wrong with us? Why are y'all laying up with these niggers?" And they were smacking the white women up, beating the white women, the whole shebang. It was like, "We're going to punish you for being off code." Real heavy. Y'all need to check it out. And my man John Boyega, I think that's his name, the brother who was in Star Wars, shout out to him. Y'all know I clown that brother. What's interesting about the John Boyega brother, he did an interview with the LA Times the other day, and they mentioned me in the LA Times. John Boyega, he said when he came out here to LA, he was staying with some girls in Inglewood, and they would watch him and the girls, they would watch Hidden Colors all the time. And that's how he learned about the Detroit riots, through actually watching Hidden Colors. And, you know, that's funny because I'd be going in on him for, you know, being in the Star Wars movie, bucking his eyes. Because John Boyega is actually a good actor. He's very good in this movie. Yeah, and in the Star Wars movie, my complaint was really with the way they utilized him. It was the way they portrayed him. He's too good of an actor to be running around bucking his eyes yelling Ray. You dig? The brother's actually a very good actor. So, you know, they underutilized that brother by just having him running around Ray! No. The brother, he's a good actor, man. Put that brother, give him some shit with substance in it. He was good in the movie last night. He was very good in that. Where's Ola? Is Ola in the room? Let me see who's in the room. Shout out to the chat room. Let me see who's in here. I want to see if Ola's in here so I can mod him up. And y'all subscribe. If you're looking at the show live right now, subscribe to this channel right now. And I got different channels here. And again, I'm going to post the audio of this show on TariqRadio.com. Ola, let me see you in the room, brother. Where you at, Ola? I can't see Ola in the room. There's so many folks in the room, I can't see what's up. And speaking of Ray, by the way, on a side note, Ray Lewis, boy, he's trying to earn them butter biscuits again. What is Ray Lewis talking about now? Ray Lewis is such a Sambo. I don't even look at him cooning no more. Whenever I see a still shot of him bucking his eyes, I don't even bother to click what he's about to say. He was he talking about my brother Kaepernick again? What was he saying now? Cordell Stewart was saying something about Kaepernick. I mean, all of these sunken place Negroes are trying to earn their butter biscuits by saying something about Kaepernick. And understand, they need to let Kaepernick play. Kaepernick did not commit no crime. He didn't do anything wrong. Understand, they let people play in the NFL who commit crimes, people who fight dogs. They let people in who rape. People who got multiple rape charges, they let them play. They let all types of people with drug possession play. They let all types of people play. But Kaepernick is saying, hey, I don't like unconstitutional police brutality. Now I can't play? What kind of shit is that? You dig? But I don't even want to know what Ray Lewis said. But Cordell Stewart, that nigga, what are you talking about, Cordell? And Cordell, understand, y'all, did y'all remember Cordell took a selfie video of him with his booty poked out? So I'm not shocked, Cordell, that your ass was tooted up, and now your ass is tooted up again for White Daddy to get you some butter biscuits. That's what the system of white supremacy does to these big, burly Negroes. They turn you into moist, booty, butter biscuit-eating coons. Cordell Stewart, that nigga sitting up taking selfies with his donk tooted up. Kind of shit is that? That nigga has more dunk than Porsche. Nigga ass all up in the camera. What kind of bullshit is that? So whatever that nigga got to say, it's null and void. That nigga busting it open like an Instagram thought. Now you want to talk about Kaepernick, man? Be quiet, brother. Fuck out of here. And Ray Lewis, no, I don't take nothing. We got to pray. You know, all that coon slave talk he was doing. There's some way in heaven on my heart. What about black on black crime? Shut up, nigga. My God. I digress. Let me get a phone call or two. There's more stuff I want to talk about. Let me see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? This is Armand from Baton Rouge.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Not much, man. I was just listening to this thing on Tariq Time. You threw me for a loop with the Tariq Time. I thought it was some trolls, man. I was like, what the hell is this Tariq Time?
Oh, no. I got different channels and pages. That's why y'all need to subscribe to all of them. So just in case the white supremacists try to attack, you know, I got the backup.
Absolutely, man. I'm glad, you know what I'm saying, that getting everything popping again. And I hate that they did that to the channel, man.
Yeah, but I got the TariqSpot.com site that's going to pop off tomorrow, man. So, Randall, if you're listening, let's get it cracking. But what's on your mind, brother?
That's what's up. I was hearing what you were saying about Ray Lewis and all that with the Colin Kaepernick situation. And also, I was reading yesterday that the Miami Dolphins was actually considering signing Colin Kaepernick.
Right. So what's the deal with that? I hope they do sign him, but what was the deal?
Well, the crazy part about it is they actually like putting him up against Jay Cutler, man. And I mean, anybody that's a NFL fan, they know damn well, man, Jay Cutler was just garbage for all of his career. Just missed the interception. So for them to be even considering him over Kaepernick, it's still that bullshit, man. And then another thing, I'm going to get off after this, but another thing, it seemed like what they doing is they starting to take all, like, the childhood heroes of anybody that was a football fan, like Ray Lewis, Cordell Stewart. Cordell Stewart was one of those players, man. He used to play, like, five different positions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was a black quarterback. Niggas really did fuck with Cordell Stewart. And And Ray Lewis, I mean, you know, everybody looked up to Ray. You know,
yeah, Ray was the dude. Ray Lewis, he was that dude, man. Ray Lewis was that. He was the dude. He was that dude.
So it seems like that's just what they doing, man. They taking all our childhood heroes, you know, anybody that's a football fan, and they cooning these niggas out, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But keep on doing your thing, Tariq. I'm glad I got to talk to you finally, man.
Much respect, man. Thank you for the call, brother. All right, let me get another call here while we got some folks on the line. I got to chop it up with the family. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Gardy from Brentwood, Long Island.
There you go. What's your name?
Gardy.
Gardy?
Yes.
Gardy, where is that name from? What is that?
It's a Haitian name.
Oh, okay, there you go. Sac passe, brother.
Not bully.
There you go. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Yes, there was a video you posted, I think, 2 weeks ago regarding O.J. It was like he was talking to black folks as if he were woke.
Yeah.
I wanted you to explain that. Do you think he's conscious or what do you think? It was like an old video.
Yeah, well, O.J. knows better. Yeah, for those who don't know, I posted a video of O.J. out here in L.A. He was with Steve Coakley. I think they were at the Good Life down there on Crenshaw. That was a place back in the day. They would do poetry. They would have rap battles down there for all my LA people. Mm-hmm. And OJ was dropping some woke talk because OJ knows what the fuck was up. OJ had Johnny Cochran and all that. So OJ talked about how he would give money to the Boule and how he did a lot of stuff and gave a lot of money. He was talking about how racist the system was and how racist the jail system. So OJ knew what the deal was. So he was talking some real shit. He know. See, the thing about it, but understand, OJ is a coon because being a coon, you got to know that you're a coon. Most coons know that they're coons. My man, Paul Mooney broke that down. And OJ, even though he knows what's up, he knows what was happening to him was racial. That nigga's desire for that white woman, that still, you know, he has to have it. It doesn't matter. OJ still is that coon spirit. He still has to, you know, get up under them white women. So OJ knows what the deal is. But the thing is, he's woke, but he's back in the sunken place. That's the thing.
I got you.
He chooses to be in a sunken place. You dig? So understand that.
Oh.
All right, bro. Okay. Thank you for the call, brother.
All right, thank you. No problem. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. I gotta put that clip on Instagram for those who haven't seen it. OJ, that motherfucker sound like Malcolm X in that thing. When he got off, OJ knew what the deal was. When OJ got off, he knew where to go. OJ knew where to go. Yeah, I did read. Oh, yeah. Double Cross for Blood. Very good book. I'm going to have to do a whole video breaking down that case and the fuckery behind the case. I got to break that whole thing down. But understand, like I said, the white supremacist male, they have no problem sacrificing the white female. And if you guys are looking at the screen, there's an illustration by this guy. Is a guy named Ben Garrison. He does a lot of these illustrations, and many of them are very racist, and Bill Garrison is a suspected white supremacist. Now, what he said, Bill Garrison says that a lot of his drawings, what happens is they go on 4chan and all of these other white supremacist sites, and then people add on other racist shit, so that's kind of his way of denying that he's making racist memes himself. So the racist meme that's on the screen right now may or may not be directly written or drawn up by Ben Garrison. But understand, Ben Garrison is still a suspected white supremacist based on some of his other stuff. But I want y'all to analyze the meme that's on screen right now, because this gives you an idea of the white supremacist mindset. Now, the meme has a white male in a military outfit. He has a swastika band on his arm. Above the swastika band, it has the number 4488. And on the side, it says, "Race War Now." And the guy has a gun. Now, for those who don't know, 4488, that's the 14 words. The 14 words mean, we broke that down in Hidden Colors 4. the 14 words, we must... What is the 14 words? That racist bullshit. Hold on, let me tell y'all exactly what it is. I don't want to misquote what the 14 words are. That's very common in white supremacist culture. 14 words. Hold on one sec. Let me... The 14 words, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. That's the 14 words. So that means we must kill non-whites. That's all that means. We must kill and attack non-white people. Because when you peel the layers back on white supremacy, it always goes back to hurting non-white people. And on this meme, they have the words Baltimore. There's a street sign that says Baltimore. There's a Klan, there's a cross burning. There's a tank with the words Rahoa on it. And again, this meme is very popular on white supremacist websites. Rahoa means racial holy war. We broke that down in Hidden Colors 4. We talked about how the term Rahoa means the racial holy war against non-white people, because white supremacy itself is a religion. And also 88 means Hitler. That's Hitler. 88 is Hitler. See, the white supremacists, they like to codify their language. The letter H is the eighth letter, and they use two eights to mean HH, and HH means Hell Hitler, because Hitler is their idol. But I want y'all to continue to look at this illustration. So they got the racial holy war, because they look at it as a holy war to be against black people. A holy war in the religion of white supremacy, because white supremacy is a religion and whiteness itself is God. Whiteness is God in a religion of white supremacy. And on this illustration, they have a dead dog. I don't know why the dog is dead. They have a dead dog that was shot. And they have a dead black person with multiple bullet wounds in his back. His pants are sagging and he has a 40 ounce. And he's laying on the ground with the white man with his boot on the black man's back in this illustration. And I guess the dog is... I wonder if the dog is supposed to be contrasted to the black man. The black man and the dog are comparable. Because I'm trying to understand the significance of the dog. I guess the comparison is that the black man's life is no better than this dead dog. That's the message that I'm getting, because I don't understand why they would have a dead dog in here. But I think what they're saying is the black man's life is equal to that of a dog. And the white male is stepping on a Black Lives Matter sign. And the most telling image is the white man has a white woman in a headlock. The white woman is in a headlock in this illustration. The white woman is blindfolded. She has pink hair. She's holding a cell phone. And the white man is choking the white woman. The white woman has a Black Lives Matter shirt on. Okay? And this is the deep part a lot of folks won't catch. Look at the woman's ankle. If you look at the woman's ankle, there's a tattoo of a Queen of Spades. A lot of folks don't catch this. I did a show about this a long time ago. On this illustration, there's a white woman. She has a tattoo of Queen of Spades. That's very significant. Queen of Spades is basically a white woman who has sex with black men. There's like a little underground movement of white women who get these tattoos, the Queen of Spades, spade meaning black people. And she's the queen of having sex with black people. So that's like a thing in white female supremacist culture, where they go around having sex with black dudes. So that's them choking out the white woman for being off code. That's them sacrificing the white woman for being off code. If you lay up with these black men, we're going to deem you a nigga lover and we're going to treat you like a nigga. Yeah, the white woman has on the Black Lives Matter shirt, so she's going to be an honorary nigga, so we can sacrifice her too. That's how they feel about a lot of these white women out here. Because they know a lot of the white women, they've got a hankering for the black dick. So the white supremacist male, they're like, okay, that hankering is too strong now, so we're going to have to sacrifice some of these women. Oh, yeah, a lot of folks don't see. Y'all got to catch all this stuff that these white supremacists be throwing out there. See, this is why they don't like you focusing on them. I stay focusing on them. I stay looking at their codes. I stay looking and seeing what they're talking about because I want to see what they're going to do next. This is why these white supremacist males have no problem sacrificing these white women, especially if they got a, they assume that these white women got a hankering for black dick. And they consider that warfare because black dick means black kids or mixed kids. Mixed kids, biracial kids, that means non-white. So they look at white women who do that as race traitors. Check out the book Turner Diaries. They talk about this. This was a book written in the 70s where they talk about how they're going to start killing Negroes and killing white women nigger lovers too. They've been talking about this since the 70s. Y'all need to study these white supremacists, man. Black folks, we fuck around and play games too much. I'd never take my focus on them. Y'all, that's why they keep putting the Ray Lewis's out here to be, what about black on black crime? See, they want you to focus on all of these non sequiturs. Nah. You focus on the white supremacists, their codes, and what they're doing. They love talking in these codes. You got to study them at all times. Because these white supremacists, they're getting desperate. Mother Nature is wiping these white supremacists off, meaning God, the melanoid God. The melanoid God is tired. The melanoid God is like, okay, the white supremacists have to go. You've done too much. The universe has a way of cleaning itself. The universe has a way of getting rid of poison. White supremacists are poison, man. So you have to study these white supremacists at all times. Never take your focus off of them. That's why they hate me so much. That's why they start deleting my pages all the time. Because, see, the thing is with me, I don't do all the cracker, kill that cracker, fuck a cracker. I don't do all that. I point out their words and their codes, and that's a threat. That's why they're so mad at me, because I don't do all that yelling and screaming. I'm pointing at you, your words, your codes, your drawings, your memes. I'm pointing at what you're doing. And that's always a problem with these white supremacists. But understand, black folks, you are at war with these folks. The white supremacists, they are waging a war. And in war, they will sacrifice some of their own traitors or people who they deem as traitors. And don't think just because that white supremacist female got a Queen of Spades tattoo and she's sucking you off, don't mean she's not team white supremacy. Understand that. A lot of times they're doing that to kind of get back at the white supremacist male for not giving them enough benefits and resources. Don't be fooled by that, family. I always say black folks need to learn how to exploit these beefs for themselves. They need, what's up, YGK? You want to talk about a video game you did? Hold on, somebody in the chat room, he put some on the Melanoid Ministries. Something called Assassin's Creed Freedom City. Okay. But yeah, understand that, black folks. Black people are going to have to learn how to exploit beefs and differences for their benefit, because the white supremacists, they've mastered that, and black folks don't even understand it. The white supremacists, they've weaponized and they've made everything for warfare. And black people, we take things literally. When somebody's laying up with you with your dick in the mouth, you think you're special. You think you found the one, and they're using that against you. Because they'll get up out that bed and be team white supremacy. You get up out that bed, you team swirl. Black folks get confused by sex with people in the dominant society. All of a sudden, the minute you get some black dick or some black pussy, or a white dick or white pussy, I'm talking about Negro bedwinches and coons, the minute you lay it with somebody white, all of a sudden you get up out that bed, instead of being pro-black, you're an intersectionalist. You are All Lives Matter advocate. And that same person you laid up with, who gave you white dick and white pussy, when they get up out that bed, nigga, they're going to jury pool and acquit a white race soldier for blowing a black person's brains off. There's still white supremacy. There's team white supremacy. And black folks don't understand that dynamic. Everything they do, they use as a form of warfare, even sex. Everything they use is warfare. So black folks got to wake up to that, man. I'm up out of here. Let me get up out of here. It's been a great show. We've been chopping it up. Don't forget, man, go to TariqSpot.com. That's the site where I'm going to be streaming. I think I'm going to try to do my live Ustream show there tomorrow. My man Randall is hooking the site up so that people can register tonight on the site. The site is still a work in progress. I need some people who can help me get the Mora site going too. Somebody who knows how to work on social media websites. I need my professional web guys to hit me up so we can make that happen. Don't forget, next week, man, next weekend, the book backpack drive. We're giving away free backpacks in Long Beach out here in Los Angeles. Shades of Africa in Chicago at the Culture Connection. And Sunday at the Nubian Bookstore in Morrow, Georgia, right outside Atlanta. You guys check out the GoFundMe page for that. I'm going to holler at you guys tomorrow on Ustream or Tariq Spot. You guys have a good day. I'm going to holler.